This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Families of the victims mourn as Indian authorities investigate the cause of a devastating fire that killed at least 43 people in a factory in central New Delhi early Sunday, as relatives of the workers who were trapped inside waited outside a hospital mortuary to identify the dead. Firefighters had to fight the blaze from 100 meters away because it broke out in one of the area's many alleyways. Many of the victims were asleep in the factory when the blaze began. The FBI has officially identified the shooter at the U.S. Naval Air Base in Pensacola, Florida, who shot and killed three people on Friday. The shooter was Mohammed Al-Shamrani, a 21-year-old second lieutenant in the Royal Saudi Air Force, who was a student naval flight officer at the Naval Aviation Schools Command at Naval Air Station Pensacola. The FBI has not determined a motive for Al-Shamrani's rampage and whether it was terror-related. U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper.
I can't say it's terrorism at this time. I think we need to let the investigators, the FBI, do its work.
The victims were also students at the flight school. The shooter, who was also killed in the incident, is reported to have hosted a dinner party earlier in the week where he showed videos of mass U.S. shootings to his guests, according to media reports. At least one of his guests is reported to have videotaped Friday's massacre. Several Saudi students are being held for questioning. Before the pilot opened fire at the base, he tweeted a will and quoted Osama bin Laden in justifying his actions. U.S. Democratic lawmakers met privately Saturday to work on the investigation into President Donald Trump. Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee are working through the weekend to review evidence and draft impeachment charges that they can recommend for a full House vote as early as Thursday. This is VOA News. North Korea says it has carried out a very important test at its long-range rocket launch site. The announcement comes amid dimming prospects for a resumption of nuclear negotiations between North Korea and the United States. Iran and the U.S. conducted a prisoner exchange involving a Princeton graduate student detained by Iran and an Iranian scientist held by the U.S. AP's Charles de Ledesma has the story.
In a trade conducted in Zurich, Switzerland, Iranian officials handed over Chinese-American graduate student Xiyu Wang, detained in Tehran since 2016, for scientist Masoud Soleimani, who had faced federal trial in Georgia. While the exchange represents a rare win for both countries, it comes as Iran still faces crushing American sanctions and the aftermath of national protests. President Donald Trump has acknowledged Wang was freed in a statement from the White House, saying the Princeton scholar would be returning to the United States. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani presented a draft budget of about $39 billion to Parliament today. He says it's designed to resist U.S. sanctions by limiting dependence on oil exports. Thousands of people formed a human chain in central Brussels on Sunday to draw attention to the need for urgent joint action against climate change. Some 2,400 people took part in the peaceful demonstration, police said, which encircled the Belgian Federal Parliament and the Royal Palace. Climate Action Network spokesperson Zanna van Rentergem.
So today we are making a human chain around a couple of the Belgian parliaments. We have four, so that's a lot. We are making a chain with about 3,000 people, and there's a big trajectory with 12 checkpoints. All of those present the checks and balances of a good climate policy, meaning it has to be ambitious but also fair, and it has to be, you know, we need to be able to pay for it, but it also has to be expensive for the big polluters.
The two-hour demonstration took place as policymakers from around the world gathered in Madrid for the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. British voters are gearing up for a snap general election on December the 12th. All 650 seats in the House of Commons are up for grabs next week when voters will pass judgment on an ill-tempered and divisive election. Now, there's one section of the population who could swing the result one way or the other, Muslims. Securing votes from this community could be decisive, especially in certain marginal seats. Zainab Ghulamali is the head of public affairs for the Muslim Council of Britain.
We reached out to our affiliates, of which we have over 500 at the start of this election, and started to discuss ways in which we could engage Muslim communities in this election and crucially encourage them to register to vote. We decided it would be great to have a national day of action where mosques and community centres and ordinary Muslims nationwide took part.
Muslim Council of Britain has identified 31 marginal seats where the Muslim vote could sway the outcome. Joe Palca, VOA News.